Hello and welcome to Ditching Hourly. I'm Jonathan Stark. Do you think value pricing sounds great in theory, but doesn't apply to your particular type of business? This is a reaction I get all the time from people. It usually goes something like this. Value pricing sounds great, but I do X, so unfortunately it won't work for me. Where X in this sentence equals any of a long list of things like research and development or physical therapy or wedding photography or ghostwriting or security camera installation, you name it. All of these things can be value priced because anything can be value priced. The question is it worth it to do so? Value pricing is a pain. It requires emotional investment from you and emotional investment from your potential buyer. If the potential value of the service for both parties does not exceed the emotional investment, then it doesn't make sense to try to value price it. In a situation where the potential value of your service doesn't exceed the emotional investment required for value pricing, you've got at least two other options. First, dramatically increase the value to justify the emotional investment, or create a productized service that you offer at a published price. Either one can work, and they're not mutually exclusive. The important thing to note is that neither of them involves trading time for money. That's it for today. I'm Jonathan Stark, and I hope you join me again next time for Ditching Hourly. Bye. Hey, Jonathan again. The next time someone asks you for your hourly rate, I want you to stop what you're doing and go over to valuepricingbootcamp.com to sign up for my free value pricing email course. That URL again is valuepricingbootcamp.com. Hope to see you there.